Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Kenny. Kenny writes from San Jose, California. And Kenny writes, home prices in my area are crazy. Do you think home prices are overvalued now? Well, Kenny, I can't really argue with you. Home prices in San Jose, California are crazy. And that's fueled in large measure by the tech boom. It's Silicon Valley. But the last 5 years, home prices have gone up 80% in San Jose, which is faster than I've ever seen it in the almost 20 years that I've been doing real estate. And I think in areas like yours and Seattle that are driven, where home prices are driven largely by, you know, one big industry, technology, the risk to home values is if and when the tech sector takes a nosedive. And obviously, if and when that does happen, it's going to affect home values. But more generally, whether home values are overvalued now, I would compare and contrast now to during the housing bubble. And right now, there are, you know, say half of the number of overvalued markets in the United States now than during the housing bubble. And that was in part because the housing bubble was caused not just by, you know, the bubble in housing, but also there was a credit bubble that contributed as well. And there are a number of differences now versus then. One is that there's a lot less people with adjustable rate mortgages now, a lot more fixed rate mortgages, which is good. And there's really kind of two eyes that drive real estate home values. The first is inventory. The inventory is very, very low historically now for a number of reasons. One is that more and more people want to live in cities. So as more and more people want to live in the same areas, and that wasn't necessarily the case before, where there's more people that wanted to live, you know, in the suburbs. Also, land prices are higher. Building construction prices are higher. Labor rates are higher. There's less skilled construction workers. Land prices are higher. That disincentivizes builders from building, which results in lower inventory, right? So you got one eye is inventory. The other eye is income. And income is up, generally speaking. Economy is doing pretty well. Unemployment is low. So that will, you know, that has been driving home values and to some extent will continue to do so until and unless there's a change. If the economy doesn't do as well, there are job losses, etc. Those things will, you know, could contribute to home prices going down. But going forward, I think the big issue is whether the people who have bought, right, if they did overpay, if they have the financial wherewithal to maintain the properties that they have, and secondarily, moving forward, whether there are sufficient number of buyers that have the financial wherewithal to continue to buy housing as prices continue to increase. So thanks for your question, Kenny. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.